you know, the kind of to where the virtue of being as transparent and straight as you can be the right way to go, because as you say, you're not going to be able to hide the data from people. So in fact, you're in the country of Ricardo Zemler, aren't you? And Zemco has the sort of open book accounting and a sort of maximum high trust environment. You should talk to him about this. He wrote a book about it. Is it called Maverick? Zemco? Anyway, you know, the company where they're basically employees are free to, for example, decide whether they need to travel business class or not and stay in a nice hotel or not.
Yeah, yeah.
They're free to make that decision. They just have to explain it to their peer group.
Mm.
And it turns out, of course, that people, when you trust people, they turn out to be trustworthy very often.
Mm.
They exercise, you know, restraint and some sort of discipline, because they feel involved. They feel involved in the overall purpose of the business. And I think if you track Zemler down, if he's in the country, you know, he'll tell you that the IT bosses should be applying a bit of that to their staff. It's you know, it's the old joke about telling the truth is easy because you've got less to remember, you know. And if you're very straight about your financial circumstances, what the business model is, what the profit expectations are, what the cost base therefore has to be, but what the rewards could also be, you know, if you can get people to understand that and believe in it, you could save yourself a lot of time in terms of negotiations and, you know, hammering out deals, because they actually, they're sort of alongside you rather than opposed to you.